clarity on information that might suit your own financial needs.
100% correct. Yeah, it's more for information and education and maybe even a little bit of entertainment. But yeah, it's important that you discuss this with your financial advisor.
But you are an authorized financial services provider.
Correct. I am an authorized FSP, as they say, and CFP, which is a certified financial planner. So I've been doing this a bit.
So in other words, you do know what you're talking about. But we still need to say that you need to consult your own financial advisor.
Correct. Yes. Okay. So we're talking about, can we carry on talking about the wealth?
Now we want to create wealth.
Okay. So just to maybe a quick recap, we've in the past said, you know, wealth is measurable. You can measure how wealthy you are, and that's quite simple. You just take away all the debt from the amount of assets that you own, and what's left is your wealth. Hopefully it's a positive, and there are times when, unfortunately, we have to start on the back foot. So wealth creation is a process. If you're lucky enough to inherit or win the lotto, maybe, well done to that, lotto winning. And so we've often said when you're trying to do something, you should be SMART. I don't know if you can remember that. So SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time.
Okay. It must be over a specific time.
Correct. So otherwise it just fades away. So we can do that with wealth creation. So for example, in my head, I'm saying, well, why don't we use the following formula? Let us create 10,000 Rand more wealth. That's specific. It's measurable. Hopefully it's attainable. Is it relevant? Of course it's relevant to you. And is it time? No, it isn't time. So let's put a timeline on it. And let's say we want to create 10,000 rands extra wealth over a period of 12 months. And now you can measure it. And it actually gives you a bit of incentive and motivation. So when you're talking about wealth creation, I don't want us to look at it in a vacuum and say, oh, well, I'll measure it eventually. Do it.
You've got to have specific time frames.
Exactly. So last time we chatted about using various vehicles to create wealth. And obviously we spoke, you can start your own business. You can create an income stream out of your hobbies. There's all sorts of things you can do. The traditional ways, if you are in that place, is using financial instruments like unit trusts, retirement annuities, shares, property, cash. You know the whole story. Cash, equity, property is the building stone of wealth. So we spoke about retirement annuities, but today I want to talk about this thing called a tax-free savings investment.
Because you don't want to spend years and years saving, and then the taxman says, oh, thank you for your hard work, and I'll take some of that.
Exactly. And also, a tax is a cost. And as we've said on this station repeatedly, watch the costs on your investments, you know. Because at the end of the day, don't think anybody else is paying them. You, as the investor, are actually paying them. So why I like tax-free savings investment is because there is no tax. Therefore, the costs must be low. And some of the institutions that offer tax-free savings investments actually don't charge fees. So there's a huge win on a tax-free savings investment. Now, a lot of people complain, Wayne, about the tax-free savings investment because they say, it's only 36,000 Rand a year. You know, in the greater scheme of things, is it really worth it? So my view is, yes, it will be worth it. So there you go. That's your first rule. You can only pay 36,000 Rand into any tax-free savings investment in any institution cumulatively. So if you have a tax-free savings investment with your bank at 36,000 Rand, you should not be investing somewhere else because the tax man says, oh, okay, you invested a bit more than 36. We'll just whack you 40% on that.
Okay, and there goes 40% of your savings.
40% of your excess. So if you put in 40,000 instead of 36, you're going to be paying 40% on the 4,000 Rand. So be careful of that. A lot of financial advisors won't know that you've got the money in the tax-free savings in the bank. So you need to inform them, and obviously SARS will
SARS will know about it. Yes. They know more about us than we'd like them to know.
And interestingly, you know, the way the e-filing is going right now, a lot of your information is actually on SARS anyway, the tax certificate. So you just need to check your tax practitioner, see that they're correct, because they clearly everyone makes mistakes. Mm. So from a tax-free savings perspective, important, 36,000 rand a year. It doesn't have to be in the bank. It can be in any suitable unit trust. There are even share portfolios that will have tax-free savings status. Importantly, you can only do 500,000 in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do the math, that's like, I think, what, 13, 14 years of savings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very, very important. There is that limit. So now, start when you can.
When do you become liable for paying tax on that money? Is it when you draw the interest? Is it when you draw the money out? When will the tax man say, thank you, I'm having some of that?
Isn't this amazing? Never.
Okay.
You never pay tax on it.
No, I'm talking about if you go over that threshold.
Oh, yeah, at the end of the year.
Okay.
So if you're paying 36,000 rand for the year, then you're going to pay 40%. If you go over the 500,000 of your lifetime, obviously at that point you'll pay. But the beauty is you can cash it in, do whatever you like. You're not going to pay tax on it. Only thing is it does form part of your estate for estate duty purposes. So it does form part of your will as it is. But an interesting point you make on if you withdraw it, if you need that money for in the next, I want to almost say to you, 3-4 years, that you want to invest in a tax-free savings investment, don't.
Okay.
Don't. So your tax-free savings investment is a long-term investment. You do not want to access it, because as soon as you access it, it reduces your 500,000.
Okay.
So as an example, if you put in 30,000 rand and you draw it out and lovely, it's 40,000, now you've only got 460,000 rand left, not 470,000. So just be careful about withdrawing your tax-free savings investments. And that's why my advice, my information, is don't use a tax-free savings investment for an emergency fund or something like
that. For that rainy day kind of fund.
No.
And you would obviously get this information from your financial advisor as well, who will tell you all the pitfalls and the do's and don'ts.
Correct.
For instance, if you went to him and said, listen, I want to take money out of there, he'll probably ask you why and tell you why it's not a good idea.
Thank you. That's exactly what a financial advisor's job is, is to actually help you make the right decisions. But obviously, he can only make the right decisions if he's got the information. There's no point in going to him afterwards and say, oh, by the way,
I did this.
You know, and sadly, that happens quite a bit. So, other thing to bear in mind about tax-free savings is start straight away if you can. It doesn't have to be 3,000 rand a month. I think there's some institutions that will do 250 rand a month. But do something. Start something straight away. And I maybe as a, shall I put it this way, a more mature investor, you might think, you know what, is it really worth it? But it might be worth it doing it for your children or for your grandchildren.
As a legacy.
Yeah. So when they reach age of 18 or thereabouts, they're going to have a bit of money maybe to buy that house, which is so elusive nowadays. People wanting to buy houses, it's so expensive.
It might be something as part of a deposit that they can put down.
Correct. Or maybe buy a car or a deposit on a car, or maybe want to start a business. So it's a nice legacy to leave for your children, you know, and your grandchildren as it may be. So, you know, the tax-free savings has obviously tax-free benefits on the growth. So if you got it in the bank, the interest is tax-free. If you have it in shares and you sell the unit trusts or shares, there's no capital gains tax. So it's important. He has a very important principle. And again, I must just be careful. You have to make sure that the tax-free savings product suits your needs. And that's why, as you have said on various occasions, chat to your financial advisor. So it's no point in saying, hey, Wayne, what tax-free savings investment are you using? Okay, I'll use the same one.
Yeah, yeah.
it might be totally wrong for you, you know. So make sure it is suitable for you. If you're a high-risk person or a low-risk taker, maybe the product won't be the same for you. But what I do know from my own personal experience is the following. If I put the money in the bank, let's just take as an example, and I'm earning, okay, today it's like 8 or 9%, but average is like 6% over the last number of years. So in my head, I'm saying to myself as a financial advisor, if I put it in a bank, I'm going to get 6% tax-free. That's pretty okay.
It's safe.
It's safe. Yeah, it's actually coping with inflation. I don't have to worry. Supposedly inflation at 6%, let's say that. I don't have to worry too much about the income tax. But seriously, if you're investing for 5 years, would you not prefer to get maybe 9 or 10% tax-free?
But then it's you're in for the long haul.
Then you're in for the long haul, like we said earlier on. And importantly, you must be prepared to take the downside. So whereas a bank tax-free savings investment might give you a consistent increase. In other words, you open your bank statement every month and you look at it and it's always going up. Don't worry about how many loaves of bread you can buy with that money, but it's all the value is always going up. Whereas if you want to get 9 or 10 or maybe even 12% because you've got a little bit more aggression in your makeup, don't put it there. Now, put it in a unit trust that's going to give you a bit of volatility. You know, you might open it up at the end of the month and say, oh, my goodness, it's going down 12% or even 20%. So talk to your financial advisor and determine where it's suitable for you. But personally, I would rather have 12 or 10% tax-free than 6% in the bank. So my sort of question to my clients is when they tell me they've got tax-free savings investment in the bank is, why? So, yeah, I think, Wayne, that's a one of the nicer ways to create wealth. You can, unfortunately, when you do pass away, the tax-free savings has to be cashed in because it's your tax-free savings. You can't transfer it to somebody else.
So it becomes part of your estate and gets wrapped up accordingly.
Correct, yeah. So I think wealth creation, as we started with this morning, is it can be done. It can be measurable. There are various vehicles in which to use, and those vehicles must be suitable to you. But for me, it's a more of a longer-term investment, and because it's longer-term, I want to take a little bit of risk.
And take that risk over that longer term.
Correct, yeah. Remember, you can always pull it out whenever you want to, but just be careful because very often investment growth is absolutely obliterated by withdrawing at the wrong time. So that's why I say talk to your financial advisor, make sure that it is something that you're comfortable with over the long term.
Right. And obviously, it depending on the situation at the time, would or would not justify taking that out. But preferably, it's something that you've knowingly and willingly put in for that long period.
I mean, life happens, you know. So if there's a if there's a real need, then clearly you take you do what you have to do. You know. So yeah. So how do you start? Well, you can suppose go on the World Wide Web and find something there. Clearly, your financial advisor will be able to help you. You can start with a monthly installment. You can start with an annual installment investment. It's quite easy, but just start.
And start with something. Maybe start with something small to get into the habit, so to speak, and then let it grow.
Yeah.
And maybe increase it automatically as inflation or you know, linked or however it's best to.
So what we often do is when we have clients that don't have a you know, a consistent cash flow, so you do what you say. You start with a little amount. Let's say it's 250 Rand. It might not be little for many people, but let's say it's 250 Rand. And then in February of every year, you top it up with as much as you can.
Okay.
Because you want to utilize as much of that 36,000 as possible because it's only limited to 36,000 Rand for the year.
Per year.
Yeah. So if you take out 40,000 Rand in a year, you can't put back 40. You can only put back 36, you know. So, yeah, good point. Yeah, just start with a little bit and then just top it up in February.
Well, some great advice.
Or information.
Information. Yes, it's information for information purposes only, and do consult your own financial advisor. And talking of financial advisors, Versa Wealth can help you.
Yes, we can. Clearly, we're not doing this because we want you to drop your existing relationship. So if you've got an existing financial advisor and he's doing or she's doing the job, please speak to them about tax-free savings investments. But if you are in a situation where you don't have a financial advisor, you are absolutely more than welcome to contact us. Always available. Pop me an email at info, obviously, at verso.co.za, or give us a buzz on 043-727-1340, and we'll be more than happy to have a chat to you.
Great. Thane, thank you very, very much, and have a great week.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, everyone.
And keep that money saved.